I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Mosul and Aleppo, two cities, one in Iraq, the other in Syria, that have both been devastated by war recently, and in both, civilians have suffered greatly. The battle for Mosul is going on right now, with the Iraqi army pushing hard to kick ISIS out of the city. The Iraqis have the support of a U.S.-led coalition, which includes airstrikes on ISIS-controlled areas. Last Friday, one such strike reportedly killed some 200 civilians in Mosul, and the Pentagon is investigating whether it was a U.S. airstrike. That incident and the general situation in Mosul are being reported in the Western press. But let's face it, that coverage pales in comparison with what we were hearing during the siege of Aleppo in Syria.
The children of East Aleppo are too young to remember life before this. Life before the planes dropping bombs on their homes, hospitals, schools.
That clip from a CNN story last fall is typical of the coverage, which focused a lot on the civilian casualties. In Aleppo, all the players were different. It was Russian bombs falling on opposition rebel areas in support of the Syrian army. Western news coverage of that was extensive, and a lot of it critical of Russia. My next guest says that when you compare coverage of the siege in Aleppo, which is now over, to coverage of the battle in Mosul, what you see is a double standard. Patrick Coburn wrote about this for The Independent in Britain. I asked him first to describe the similarities he sees between the fighting in Mosul and in Aleppo.
The similarity between Mosul and East Aleppo is that both cities are being heavily bombed from the air. In the case of East Aleppo, the Syrian government and the Russians were largely blamed. In the case of Mosul, the blame has been primarily on ISIS holding human shields. So there's very different coverage.
So your point is that if Western media were kind of pointing the fingers at the Russians for what was going on in Aleppo, then the Western media should be pointing the fingers at the American-led coalition for what's going on in Mosul?
Yeah, I mean, the results of bombing a city with a lot of people in it are usually the same wherever they are, whether those cities were in Germany during World War II or whether they're in Syria or in Iraq. Now, there are differences. In East Aleppo, most of the enclave was being destroyed. In Mosul, they say it's slightly more targeted. But even so, and I've been there recently, there's massive destruction.
No, I understand all that, but what do you think accounts for the difference in the coverage?
Well, I think it's very simple. In Syria, they were sort of rather considered our guys, and that the Syrian army and Assad and the Russians were thoroughly demonized. In Mosul, it's the opposite. The Iraqi army is on our side. It's the U.S.-led coalition.
I mean, isn't there a risk, though, with that argument that we start to establish a kind of a moral equivalency between the Russians propping up Assad in Syria and the U.S. in Mosul? I mean, keeping Assad in power, this is a man who's maintained a state of war that's led to the deaths of over 100,000 people.
Yeah, what is equivalent is what actually happens on the ground. If you're sitting in a cellar in East Aleppo, or you're sitting in a cellar in Mosul, and planes are dropping bombs on you, what is the equivalent is that lots of civilians, men, women, and children get killed. And there's, I think, a continual attempt to get away from that, to pretend that somehow our bombing is cleaner than theirs. But in fact, the end result is pretty similar.
That was Patrick Coburn, a reporter and commentator for The Independent in Britain. He was speaking to us via Skype from Erbil in northern Iraq. Let's hear now from Seth Franzman. He's a reporter for the Jerusalem Post. I asked him if he agrees with Coburn's view that the Western media are, for the most part, ignoring the U.S.-led airstrikes in Mosul.
No, I don't think the Western media is ignoring Mosul. I mean, almost every major media in the West has been highlighting the fact that there were hundreds of people killed recently in Mosul, and that recently the campaign has basically killed a higher number of civilians than it had basically last year.
I mean, there was that one airstrike last Friday that got a lot of attention, but overall, don't you think that Aleppo got a lot more attention than Mosul, even though it has a lot fewer people?
I think Aleppo deserved a lot more attention because I think we're talking about millions of people. I think we're talking about a destruction of half of the city. I think we're talking about a long siege that took place, a 6-year war in Syria in which 12 million people were displaced.
Well, I don't want to get into a debate over which is the more consequential battle. I mean, both have deep and disturbing histories. But aren't both the U.S. and Russia showing a disregard for human life?
I don't think the U.S. is showing a disregard for human life. I think the U.S. has ample, relatively transparent and systematic, I think monthly or every few months, reports on how many civilians they think they've killed. And that's why, for instance, you can go on the website of CENTCOM or the Combined Joint Task Force, and you can read their assessment of what they think, how many people they killed last year. And you can read, for instance, their discussion, an open discussion about their role in probably killing up to 100 or so civilians in Mosul. And they've promised an investigation. And these are all things that I don't think you really see from not only the Assad regime, but I would say in general from Russia. I just don't think you see Russia ever talking about doing an investigation. Or actually, do we even see any examples of Russia even taking responsibility for killing civilians? I don't even see that being a discussion that happens in the Russian media or something that the Russian government itself discusses.
Yeah, as to what happened last week with the media, it was pretty striking with the coverage of the airstrike in Mosul that led to 200 casualties in Iraq. And the same week, what happened in London with the terrorist attack near Westminster, in which 4 people died. And ultimately, that got a lot more attention.
It definitely got a lot more attention in British media or Western media. I don't know if it got as much attention, I mean, in China. I suppose it did. I mean, the West tends to obsess over 3 or 4 casualties in a place like England or France. And the media, a lot of the Western media, tends to basically ignore the fact that in Somalia or in Bangladesh or in Burma or in Nigeria, hundreds of people are being killed every week. I agree.
Why do you think the Western media tends to apply different values to different nationalities?
The general nature of human beings and media, I suppose, is that they start with asking, okay, is this casualty like us?
So do you think Western media is now applying kind of these different values to human life in Syria and Iraq, distinguishing between those two? Because, I mean, they were outraged about Aleppo, but now we're hearing less about Mosul.
I think people are outraged about the civilian suffering in Mosul, but let's admit who really caused civilian suffering in Mosul, which is ISIS, Daesh.
Seth Frantzman of the Jerusalem Post, thanks for your time.
Thank you.